Hey, everybody. Welcome to another chart-topping episode of Songs in the Key of X. I'm your host, Jeffrey X. Martin of Biff Bam Pop. As the summer of X begins to wind down, I figured it was time to look at some performers that you might hear on the radio once in a while because they had some particularly popular songs. You know about performers that have a big single and then seem to drop off the face of the planet. They're one-hit wonders. Today, I'm presenting my favorite acts that took it one step further. It's the two, count 'em, two hit wonders show this week on Key of X, and this is number 5. Okay, now before we really get cranking on this episode, understand that there are a couple of parameters I'm using. This is a good place to explain that as we talk about Jesus Jones, the Brighton band that scored a couple of massive U.S. hits in 1991. Right Here, Right Now, the band's song about the end of the Cold War, was licensed for multiple ad campaigns. Toyota used the tune for its Right Here, Right Now auto clearance sale or something. That song was the second single from the band's album Doubt. The first single was Real, 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 which went to number 4 on the U.S. Billboard Hot 100. Right Here, Right Now made it all the way to number 2. Now, those are the songs people remember the most from Jesus Jones, the most generally popular tunes. Yeah, there are some who might remember songs like The Devil You Know or International Bright Young Thing, but they never charted on Billboard's Top 100. So that's pretty much the guideline I'm using for this show. Now, in the States, Jesus Jones faded away into obscurity sometime after 1992. If you ask me, the band suffered from oversaturation because Right Here, Right Now was such a smash, you couldn't not hear it. You could be in the dingiest restroom at a desert gas station in front of a diner that chucked people up with a chainsaw and turned them into beef jerky, and for some reason, that song would be playing in the background. Nevertheless, the band is still together, they're still playing shows, and still remembered for their two big hits. Number 4. Paula Cole gained attention as a singer on Peter Gabriel's Secret World Tour, especially when she sang with Gabriel on the song Don't Give Up from Gabriel's Us album. That song was originally recorded with Kate Bush, but Cole did a fine job handling Kate's part, and she used that as a springboard to snag her own record deal. Cole had two big hits from her 1996 album, This Fire. The first poses the long-standing musical question, where have all the cowboys gone? Treading the same lyrical ground as Bonnie Tyler's Holding Out for a Hero, Cole sings about a mythical male ideal, the cowboy archetype. Tough and rugged, strong and silent. Cole did not find that guy in this song. Nope, She got a layabout. A no good nick who doesn't notice when she wears her new dress. Expectations meet reality, and reality bites. After that was I Don't Wanna Wait, a song about living life to the fullest before those opportunities go away. The song became the theme for the teen drama / soap opera Dawson's Creek, and it was a perfect choice for the show, which was filled with all the whining and crying that becoming an adult entails. I Don't Wanna Wait hit number 5 on the Billboard Top 40, while Where Have All the Cowboys Gone shot to number 4 on the same chart. Cole headlined a few gigs at the Lilith Fair in the late 90s. You remember the Lilith Fair? That was mostly a Sarah McLachlan deal, as I recall. And I personally blame that tour for all the commercials for the ASPCA with the sad, sick puppies and the shivering kittens. Cole's been on the faculty of the Berklee College of Music since 2013. She is still recording, but the big old hit parade has evaded her. There's nothing that even indicates that she cares. Number 3. I would swallow my pride, I would choke on the rhymes, but the laugh thereof wouldn't hit the inside. I would swallow my doubt, turn it inside out, find nothing but faith in nothing. A water full of tender, heart in a blender, watch it spin around to a beautiful oblivion. Rendezvous living through with you. Here's to the night. Southern California band Eve 6 got their first record contract while they were still in high school. Bunch of friggin' overachievers. Their first album, unsurprisingly called Eve 6, featured the song Inside Out, which spent 4 non-consecutive weeks at number 1 in the Billboard Modern Rock Tracks chart, and it hit number 28 on the Hot 100. Inside Out is one of the greatest sing-alongs of the 90s. How can you not dig a song where a lovelorn teen wants to put his heart in a blender, and then he sings about getting tied to a bedpost? That's a Thursday for me. After you heard Inside Out a few times, you knew all the words. They got embedded in your head. And even if you couldn't relate to them, you sure knew which part in the two-part harmony was yours. Then in 2000, Eve 6 released Here's to the Night from the album Horoscope. That song was tailor-made for youthful milestones. Graduating from high school, losing your virginity, maybe finding your virginity, which was on top of the dryer next to your Papa Roach shirt. You heard it at dances. It was one of those night winding down songs. Here's to the Night also reached number 30 on the Hot 100 charts, and then Eve 6 broke up, and then they got back together. And that all sounds like a high school relationship, doesn't it? Wait, are we still talking about Dawson's Creek? Number 2. When I get lonely, and I'm sure I've had enough, she sends a comfort coming in from above. We don't need no letter at all. We've got the thing that's cold that I love. We've got a light in the sky.
Somewhere in a lonely hotel room, there's a guy starting.
That's the Dutch band Golden Earring, and we don't get a lot of Dutch rock and roll here in the U.S., and I don't know why. While Golden Earring was huge in their home country, they only had 2 big hits in the States, and they were released 8 years apart, if my math is correct. It might not be. I suck at math. Radar Love, with its insistent bass line and bluesy guitar squeals, hit the charts in 1974, but it's a lot like those songs about cars and women and people dying from the 1950s. Vocalist George Clooneyman sings about driving fast to get to his baby because apparently they have some kind of mental connection, that radar love, like twin siblings or Aquaman and Fish. Of course he drives too fast, and, well, there's one more radar lover gone. That song hit number 13 on the U.S. Billboard charts, and then the States forgot about Golden Earring, even though they were still releasing music on an international level. It wasn't until MTV came around that Golden Earring popped up again in the US of A with their 1982 single, Twilight Zone, bolstered by a video filled with intrigue, assassins, and dancing secret agents, one of whom was topless if you saw the international cut. Twilight Zone captured the imagination of music fans. Koyman shares the lead vocals with band member Barry Hay, and it's Hay that stars in the video with his impeccable hair and his cheekbones. Much like Radar Love, Twilight Zone features an insatiable driving bass line and a catchy chorus. Oh, and the director of that video was Dick Maas, who went on to direct crazy Dutch horror movies like Amsterdam and Sint about an evil Santa Claus. Golden Earring chugged along until Koymans was diagnosed with ALS in 2021. But Golden Earring is one of the few bands I can think of that gave us both a classic rock song and a classic new wave song. Also, the album versions of both of these tunes are wicked long, so maybe grab a nice cup of tea before you settle in for a listen. At long last, here's number one.
Ready or not, some like it hot and some sweat when the heat is on. Some feel the heat and decide that they can't go on. Some like it hot, but you can't tell how hot till you try. Like it hot, so let's turn up the heat till we fry. Get it on, bang a gong, get it on. Get it on, bang a gong, get it on.
That's the Duran Duran side project, the Power Station, with the two hits from their debut full-length studio release, stunningly titled The Power Station. It was 1985, and there were two Duran Duran spinoff bands. Simon Le Bon and Nick Rhodes had scarpered off to create Arcadia, which planted itself firmly in the art pop genre. Meanwhile, Andy Taylor and John Taylor wallowed around in rock and funk, along with singer Robert Palmer and drummer Tony Thompson, formerly of Chic. Together, the Power Station created this gorgeous fusion of genres. Andy Taylor laid down riffs that wouldn't have been out of place on any hair metal album of the time. John Taylor had the funk part down, alternating between smooth runs and slap bass. Tony Thompson infused standard rock drumming with disco beats and a wild ferocity. And then there was Robert Palmer, all British suavité and three-piece suits. On the surface, it was a strange arrangement, one that didn't seem like it would make any sense. But oh my god. Some Like It Hot grabbed your attention right away with that blistering drum section. Andy Taylor's guitar solo in the middle rushed in like water from a breaking dam. John Taylor and Robert Palmer anchored it all with some sort of detached coolness, even when the horns broke in to really wake the listener up. Some Like It Hot reached number 6 on the U.S. charts. The band's follow-up single was a cover of the T-Rex classic Get It On, parenthetical, bang a gong, close parenthetical. Palmer's vocals shone through on this song, his sensual purring, climbing up into a lustful howl. It was a solid update, turning Mark Bolan's original guitar rock ditty into a forceful rock and roll hard-on. Get It On hit number 9 on the U.S. charts. And then Palmer left the band. He was like, I don't need this. I'm going to go record Addicted to Love. When I saw the Power Station live, Palmer had been replaced by Michael DeBar, who at the time was best known for a supporting role in the movie To Sir With Love and for marrying a groupie. Look, DeBar was fine on stage with the Power Station. I wasn't there for him. You know, I was there to watch John Taylor, on whom I had a massive man crush. I might still. We'll not talk about that unless we're drunk. I always liked the Power Station better than Arcadia. And even though I was and still am a huge Duran Duran fan, the Power Station clicked with me. Because there, for a tiny little minute, we had the best the popular music could muster all together in one place. It was beautiful, man. It was beautiful. Are you getting enough Biff Bam Pop in your life? I don't think you are. Maybe you are. I don't know you. And I haven't been placing spyware on your mobile devices or personal computing machines. But there's a lot of cool stuff here, man. We have writers who know how to use not only their words, but both their inside and outside voices. Check it out. Do some random clicking. Become one with the Biff Bam Pop universe. As always, I humbly request that you follow the BBP Songs in the Key of X playlist on Spotify, where you can hear the music from the shows without having to listen to me. I know, that's such a shame. Come back next week for the final show of the season as the Summer of X comes to a beautiful and potentially tragic ending. My name is Jeffrey X. Martin. You have been listening to Songs in the Key of X, and until next time...
And as I hung up the phone, it occurred to me...